Turkey's ailing Prime Minister, Bülent Ecevit, is holding on to power, but barely. A third of his supporters have quit his political party in the past week, accusing him of moving too slowly with the political reforms that Turkey must make in order to open membership talks with the European Union. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara.
Across political lines, Turks agree on this. Up till now, their governments have bungled the process of joining the European Union. Hasan Ünal, a political scientist at Ankara University, explains.
The anxiety is with politics in general, not with Ecevit, not with, you know, the other party, but in general, the Turkish people are getting completely disappointed by Turkish politics, by Turkish leaders, and by Turkish parties.
The government's been deadlocked over how to carry out EU-required reforms. For one, Turkey will have to abolish the death penalty and torture in prisons. It also must repeal laws restricting free speech and cultural rights for its minority Kurdish population. Politicians here have managed to convince voters that if only those reforms were carried out, European Union membership would be just around the corner.
I think it's a false hope. It's a false hope.
That's Altay Gukekin, a former official in the Turkish Foreign Office. He says that when Mustafa Kemal Atatürk founded the modern Turkish state 80 years ago, he laid the groundwork for Turkey to become a Western-oriented country. But Turks didn't completely follow through, says Gukekin.
Mustafa Kemal's dictum was to be like West in civilization standards. You cannot be a part of the Western civilization by saying, take us.
And that's just what Turkish politicians are doing, he says. Gukekin, along with other leading Turkish intellectuals, doubt the country's anywhere near EU membership. The realists are looking toward entry into that club of rich nations somewhere in the 2020s. Economist Korkut Boratov opposes any attempts by Turkish leaders to create unrealistic plans simply for the chance to get into Europe faster.
The political scene in Turkey is trying to be shaped on the basis of what the Europeans demand. The economic shape of the country is being shaped on the basis of what the IMF and the World Bank and Washington is demanding. This generates a sense of helplessness.
Turkey already carries a debt of $260 billion. And if it has any hope of meeting EU requirements anytime soon, the country will have to undertake drastic austerity measures. Still, some 70% of the population supports EU membership, some because they hope to benefit economically, others politically. Every few hours, the imam calls believers to prayer. But because of Turkey's fiercely secular government, women are prohibited from wearing traditional Islamic headscarves in state offices or at universities. Those prohibitions have created unlikely cheerleaders for Turkish entry into the European Union, conservative, religious-oriented parties. Murat Mercan is the vice president of the Justice and Development Party.
Freedom of religion is oppressed. Religious freedom doesn't exist, and freedom of thought is very limited. That's why we want European Union, that's why we want these political standards be increased.
But even with an increase in religious and political freedom, Turkey's economic situation will likely keep this country out of the EU for a long time to come. Last week, the lira dropped to its lowest level against the dollar in history. The markets are volatile, and the minimum wage is just $100 a month. Still, Turkey manages to maintain a universal health care system and a highly skilled labor force. More than three-quarters of Turks are homeowners, among the highest rate in the world. Sedat Ergin, an editor at the Turkish daily Hurriyet, doesn't quite understand why Turkey can't quite get it together.
I mean, what is frustrating about Turkey is the unused potential. Turkey has the all right ingredients. The problem is Turkey never can live up to this potential.
He says that all of that potential needs a bit of guidance, maybe from a whole new set of leaders. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.